back to it now. Big shakeup, as you know, in the run for governor in Michigan. Huge shakeup. You know, there have been some rumblings about it, and I had even talked about it a bit on the program that there could be some candidates that didn't make the cut, but nothing like we've seen. 68,000 signatures collected for candidates running for governor attributed to exactly 36 people, leaving five candidates, including a couple of the top polling candidates, former Detroit Police Chief James Craig and Perry Johnson, the self-funding multimillionaire, out, five. The field has been cut in half. The biggest field for governor for Republicans since 1920 went from 10 to 5 in one day. It'll become official a little bit later. Ryan Kelly is a small business owner residing in West Michigan. He got through. He got the signatures. Ryan, welcome back.
Morning. Good to be here with you again today.
Yeah, good to have you. So no concern with your signatures, but, you know, honestly, it changes, obviously, it changes the entire race for governor in Michigan. But there has got to be concern from all candidates in all phases of this that this kind of fraud could be perpetuated and really throw everything sideways in a number of races. 19 candidates, I believe, was the last number I heard of candidates that got fraudulent signatures handed to them. What do you make of it?
It's an extension of the 2020 fraud that we had here in the state of Michigan for the election. And now we're seeing it again continue to plague our state. And it's wrong. And the attorney general should already be on this, trying to track down all the information that she can in order to get to the bottom of this. It's a sad day again in Michigan to see that we've been corrupted again by our election system. And as of right now, we have some of those top officials in the state of Michigan sitting on their hands doing nothing.
Yeah, it's extremely important. You can't have fraud like this in the elections. You can't have this sort of, it just can't happen, can it?
It cannot, and there's an element of responsibility that falls back onto the campaigns. We have to acknowledge that. It's their duty to validate things. And, you know, we spent a lot of time in our campaign going through all of our signatures multiple times. You know, we collected our signatures with enthusiastic volunteers, working different trade shows, working, you know, different events around the state. I shook the hand probably half the people that signed my petition. So I was out there doing the work, too. I created a very large support network for my campaign that way as well. So we didn't rely on, you know, just putting it in somebody else's hands. You know, we did a lot of the quality check work as well to make sure we had good, strong, accurate signatures. And obviously we're making it across the finish line here as we have 67 days until the primary.
All right. So let's talk about what people are talking about out there. They're talking about the shooting in Texas. And, of course, naturally with that come the Democrats always trying to rewrite the American Constitution. Some calling for the repeal of the Second Amendment. Obviously a very difficult situation in Texas, but it's on the minds of people. Is it on the minds of voters that you talk to?
We see the Democrats continuously, you know, use the portions of the Constitution that benefit their agenda and then the other portions that they don't agree with trying to attack it. The question that we have to ask these Democrats is, tell me, which laws are criminals going to obey? And start to ask the question here of, we have these gun-free zones. How well are they working? Because they're not. And yes, it's a tragedy what happened down in Texas. The bigger tragedy is that the left refuses to acknowledge the problem. And the problem here is that we don't have the support and the ability for, let's say, we have armed teachers if they want to carry, or some sort of other security measures at our schools. We send $40 billion to Ukraine to go ahead and protect their borders and to help them fight. Yet we have students at home that have these schools where they're not protected and things aren't going well on our home soil, but we want to continue to give billions of dollars overseas. So, you know, yes, it's on the minds of people, but we need to start thinking about solutions that are going to provide value and not just adding more laws that criminals aren't going to follow.
Do you think that voters would tolerate any... Because it's interesting to me that over the last several years, the support of the Second Amendment has grown in America, according to everybody you listen to in the polling. The support of the Second Amendment gets more support today than it has at any point in my lifetime. And so going after it, I think, is a losing battle. It's a losing effort. All right, so then the economy comes along, and I just saw another electric plant. This one's going to go to Kokomo, Indiana, I believe. Another big EV plant. We're losing our control, our dominance in manufacturing vehicles in Michigan. What are we going to do to attract business back to Michigan?
Ford left, went to Tennessee, partially in because of energy prices, right? We see high energy prices in the state of Michigan. We just closed a nuclear power plant here in the state of Michigan. We have licensing and regulatory affairs that just continues to plague our state with all sorts of unnecessary requirements. It's not attractive for businesses. And now we see rolling blackouts coming to Michigan over the summer of 2020. So
that's unbelievable.
Big manufacturing.
Yeah, can you imagine?
Isn't it unbelievable?
Yeah, how do you think Michigan voters, I'll tell you this, Michigan voters will take candles and bicycles to go to the polling place if we're sitting in the dark. They will vote. They will reject that. And the reason is clear. You've got Governor Whitmer is scrambling to keep Palisades nuclear plant open. It closes in 5 days. It's done. It comes out of the grid in 5 days over on your side of the state, right?
800,000 homes are powered by that. How many businesses? I'm not even sure, right? And we close this down. We want to replace it with renewable energy from industrial wind turbines that ironically use petroleum in order to be built and to operate as well. It's going to cause complete disaster across the state of Michigan and make it extremely unattractive for businesses to want to do business here. Why would you open up an electric vehicle plant or a battery plant knowing that, well, you might not even have power to operate it? Governor Kelly will become an agreement state in the state of Michigan here, and then we will lay way for a nuclear energy program here in the state of Michigan. That's the only way. Clean, reliable, inexpensive energy if we're going to power everything that we need here in the state of Michigan moving forward.
Yeah. It is unbelievable that we've put ourselves in such a position here. Also, the push, I mean, let's be honest, they've tried everything. They've tried COVID, they've tried abortion, they've tried guns. Joe Biden is the most unpopular president in American history at this point. And in Michigan, his approval ratings for job performance, 31% as of this week, 31%. That might be a bit optimistic. That doesn't help Gretchen Whitmer in the fall either, does it?
Whitmer is Michigan's Biden. There's no doubt about that. All of these things with the inflation, the high gas prices, there's zero relief coming from her. It's just a continued perpetuation of the corruption, aiming to use some of that tax dollars that's collected to give everybody $500 back or to put $250 million, whatever, real close to that number of money towards tutoring students and whatever she can to try to manipulate voters, try to buy votes in an election year. We're sick of the perpetual scandals and the fraud coming from the Whitmer administration and from these career elitist politicians. We're sick of the nonsense. We're sick of the BS. We're ready for a new direction. We're ready for America.
Time for something new. Time for something new, Ryan. I got to leave it right there. Ryan Kelly running for governor in Michigan, one of the five Republicans remaining in the field. Ryan, we'll talk again soon. Thank you for being here.
Thanks, Steve. Have a good day.
There you have it. Ryan Kelly, everybody. If you're looking for a new dog, I always tell people start at the shelter because it's a great idea. But sometimes that doesn't work out. I found the Barking Boutique. They also suggest starting at the shelter. But if it doesn't work, they have a world of wet noses, loving nuzzles, and puppy breath to choose from. The Barking Boutique began when its owner, David, was heartbroken by what he found looking for a new dog, puppy mills, and people he didn't trust. He decided he could do better, and he did. You can start your search right now, thebarkingboutique.com. New arrivals daily at thebarkingboutique.com. The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
the Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
We represent the bakers, auto repair shops, manufacturers, small business owners. Our job is to help businesses succeed by giving them a voice against restrictive regulations and overreaching government. Our commitment is to create and promote good public policy that will restore a strong, healthy economy. Our focus is being your champion for free enterprise. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. Patriotfoods.com.